Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now, and it's an honor because I know Zach was extremely busy putting together an awesome Broncos podcast, DNVR Broncos. Zach, my friend, it's always great when we can get you on, man, and we really appreciate the time.
Oh, Brady, I love being on. It's an honor.
All right, so talk to us about this, man. The Broncos have kicked off their interviews. Obviously last week we're rolling. We're getting interview after interview. I don't know how you're possibly keeping up with all of it because there's so many names thrown out there. But let's put the focus right now on the Cowboys side of things. Dan Quinn and Kellen Moore. Broncos are interviewing Kellen Moore as we speak. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. Broncos interviewing Kellen Moore right now, and he's not a favorite to land the job. You know, his name's cooled off kind of in NFL circles these past couple of weeks. And with the Broncos, I like that they're interviewing him. Look, the complete opposite of Vic Fangio, an offensive mind, a young guy, barely any experience in the NFL, 33 years old. And you know what? He's done a darn good job with the Cowboys offense. In two of his 3 years leading the Cowboys offense, they've had the number one offense in terms of yards. They've had a top six offense two of those years in terms of points. He has been really good, but I don't think he gets this job with the Broncos because the number one thing George Payton's looking for is leadership. Kellen Moore, from what I've heard, he's done good things with the offense, but he has never really been the leader of even the offense, really, and especially of the entire team. So I just don't think he passes George Payton's most important goal there. But Dan Quinn, who they're talking to tonight, Brady, he's their first true dinner interview, and that kind of shows you how they view him. He is certainly the front runner to land this job. And the biggest thing is because of that leadership that we've talked about. He's the only person that the Broncos are interviewing that has head coaching experience, and he is a proven leader as a head coach. Look, he did not get fired from Atlanta because of lack of leadership. Everyone loves him on a personal level, on the way he handles an entire team, and that is just going to be something that I think George Payton falls in love with. Look, George Payton's already fallen in love with him. He has a connection with Dan Quinn in the past, and you know what they say, it's not about what you know, it's about who you know, and so that's another reason why I think Dan Quinn just fits the mold so well for George Payton. In terms of Broncos fans, I'm not quite sure Dan Quinn fits the mold for what a lot of Broncos fans are looking for. This is going to be the third straight defensive-minded head coach. But what I will say is he is not Vic Fangio 2.0, and the reason for that is when he looks at this team, he views himself as the entire team's leader. Vic Fangio, they hired Vic to be the defensive guy. They're going to hire Dan Quinn, if they hire Dan Quinn, I should say, to be the leader of this entire team.
It just sounds like it's going to be Dan Quinn, Zach. I mean, honestly, there's been a lot of names. You know, Nathaniel Hackett, I loved the stepbrothers thing. I loved it. you know, I was hopeful. Like, Byron Leftwich, did he even get an interview, Zach?
He did not, no. And there were a lot of candidates. Doug Peterson
right. Being
one, Byron Leftwich, Todd Bowles. I thought all of those guys would have been easy. At least give them one interview to see what they've got. And the Broncos didn't interview any of those guys.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, you can only interview so many. I mean, there's like 45 names on this list already. Okay, so it does seem like it's Dan Quinn, probably. What is as far as the guys on the list so far that they have talked to, that they still yet to talk to, when you look at it, Zach, what does that list look like in terms of odds that they're going to be our next coach? Who has the best odds?
Yeah, Dan Quinn, number one, and it's not even close. Number two, and I think he has quite a bit of separation from number three and four, is Nathaniel Hackett. They talked to him over the weekend and had a fantastic interview from everything that I've heard. He's a guy that just brings so much energy, so much passion for the game. He's a guy that can come in here, and the Broncos kind of needed a shot in the arm. Nathaniel Hackett's a guy that can do that and brings offensive skills, and not only has he worked with Aaron Rodgers and really helped him become a back-to-back MVP candidate, that's not the most impressive thing. The most impressive thing he has on his resume is making a Blake Bortles-led offense go to the AFC Championship game and have the number one rushing offense in the NFL. That is very impressive for Nathaniel Hackett. And then after that, So another big drop-off from 2 to 3. But then we're talking about guys like, I think, legitimate candidates are Jerod Mayo, who they interview tomorrow, and Kevin O'Connell, the Rams offensive coordinator, who they interview on Thursday. These are two guys, very young guys, both in their 30s. Jerod Mayo only has 3 years of coaching experience. These are the two guys that I'm hearing really have a chance to blow the Broncos out of the water in their interviews and then become a very serious contender. So those are the two names that I've been told to keep an eye on.
Interesting there. So kind of at least what we're thinking, Dan Quinn, Nathaniel Hackett, Jerod Mayo, Kevin O'Connell. Okay, those are the interesting ones there. But like you said, it's Dan Quinn and maybe everybody else. And if you even want to take a step further, it's Nathaniel Hackett and then maybe everybody else again. The process, certainly George Payton, he's doing his due diligence, isn't he? I mean, he is doing these thorough interviews and multiple interviews.
Yeah, I mean, 10 interviews is insane. So you can't say that he's not doing his due diligence, just like you said. A lot of other teams only do 3 or 4 interviews. And then so they wrap up with their final first round of interviews this Friday with Eric Bieniemy. And then I imagine they'll take the weekend off, regroup, and bring guys back in for second interviews next week. And that's when I imagine those guys will be brought into Denver. And then the very last one, I would expect the Broncos would try to not leave the building, because I think Dan Quinn would love to be the Denver Broncos next head coach, but he's got 3 or 4 more interviews to be a head coach other places too. So it's not just about those guys selling themselves to the Broncos. The Broncos, who do not have an owner right now, who do not have a starting quarterback right now, they're going to have to sell themselves to these candidates as well.
Yeah, no question. I mean, George Payton has a big job to do, because it's kind of him now suddenly, who's only been there for the year. And, you know, it's a tradition, sure, it's Broncos country and all that, but it's hard when George doesn't necessarily know who his bosses will be necessarily. So that does make it difficult. He's essentially selling himself and you know, the current roster, the city of Denver, the state of Colorado, and Broncos country.
Yeah, exactly. He is. And there are a lot of questions about, okay, well, why is this job more appealing than Jacksonville? Jacksonville, certainly there's questions and upper management and the ownership position, but there's no question at the quarterback position. And so what George Payton has to sell, along with candidates selling their plan for the quarterback, George Payton's got to say, this is my plan for the quarterback position, because a couple of things you look at. Who's my general manager when you're a head coach and deciding which job's the best? How's the overall roster? How's my general manager? How's the ownership? And how's the quarterback situation? Broncos overall roster, pretty darn good. The general manager, I'd say George Payton's viewed very favorably around the league. So those two things they pass. Ownership is a massive question mark. So you can't say they pass on that front. And then quarterback, they certainly don't pass right now. Now, they could sell a candidate, let's say Nathaniel Hackett, on saying, yeah, we don't have a guy right now, but we want you to be part of that process. We want you to pick out your quarterback and bring him in. And that can be nearly as enticing as saying, you know, we already have a good quarterback here.
And then that brings us to the other big discussion. Obviously, the coach right now, we know that. That is first and foremost. The quarterback pool, Zach, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, it does seem like that dream is drifting with every playoff win, perhaps, that the Packers get or moving up in the rounds. Russell Wilson, I mean, we go back and forth. You hear his camp and the Seahawks camp one day say, no way, this is never happening. And then the next day it's like, well, he's entertaining his options. So I have no idea there. But outside of that, doesn't it feel like you would essentially be doing the Case Keenum 2.0, the Joe Flacco 2.0, with anybody else that's really realistic to whether that's trade, whether that's free agency?
No, that's what every Broncos fan said, Brady. But yeah, I mean, you are right. You're absolutely right. Those tier two guys we need to get familiar with. And if they go that route, Brady, I just hope it's a short-term solution.
Right.
And really a short-term solution with a long-term answer this year, meaning you trade for one of those guys, bring one of those guys in free agency while also drafting a quarterback. I'm okay with that if you draft a quarterback and also bring in one of those guys. But, man, if they're just going to bring in one of those guys, I'd way rather them go the quarterback route in the draft and just swing for the fences in the first round.
I mean, I'm at that point too, Zach. I mean, I know what we're hearing nationally is like the draft class and, you know, whatever. You've seen some good guys do some good things throughout the season, but it's nothing like the quarterback classes we've seen in the past. But I'm more of the mindset, go with what you don't know. And that's why I was kind of more of the mindset with Drew Lock. We knew less, I should say. But draft a quarterback rather than recycle one of these guys that, you know, we already know. They're not leading anybody to the Super Bowl at this stage. Derek Carr, as much as you might love or hate the guy, he's not leading teams to the Super Bowl.
Well, and not only do we know that about these guys, but we know about this type of process. The Broncos have done this, been there, done that time after time, year after year since 2015. And it's just like, enough is enough here. Let's say, and there's not a surprise why the Broncos have not hit on a quarterback. It's because they haven't invested in one. $18 million to Case Keenum is not an investment. A fourth-round pick for Joe Flacco is not an investment. A second-round pick on Drew Lock is not an investment. You got to use the first-round pick. You got to be willing to trade two first-round picks for Matthew Stafford. That's the investment. So you can't just keep gambling on these penny stocks hoping they pay off.
Yeah, no doubt, Zach. I agree with you 100%, as I typically find myself doing, my man. Always love having you on the show. I hope we can figure out ways to keep squeezing you in, even in the offseason, man, because there really is no offseason for the Broncos, especially with the ownership situation, the coach situation, and the quarterback situation so far up in the air.
Oh, we'll make it work, Brady, because I love being on.
I appreciate you as always, my friend. That's Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. If you don't follow him, you're missing out. I mean, he is just as good as it gets when it comes to Broncos insiders. Let me read a text here. I liked it. Dixon, Brady, is it just me or when it comes to the Broncos quarterback situation, it feels like unless you get Wilson or Rodgers, you're going to have another year of the same old questions. There isn't really anybody in the draft that's going to move the needle. Anything else you get in free agency just seems like another name to add to the list. And Drew is still hanging around like the run of the litter that nobody wants. And that might be the case. That might very well be the case, and I know not a lot of people are talking about it right now, but you at least heard it right here, that I think that maybe, just maybe, Drew Lock sits around long enough, hangs around while everything happens around this team, and when the dust settles, Vic Fangio's gone, George Payton's gone, Teddy Bridgewater's gone, and there's Drew Lock that's like, hey, I'm kind of all you got. Could that be a realistic future for the Broncos? That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.